and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I am the assistant editor at Relics Magazine, and I am joined via telephone from the wonderful, beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Ms. Karina Reichman. Karina, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Raf. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh, of course, anytime. We've both been quite busy. I've been preparing for lock-in. You've been chilling, eating oysters in Cape Cod. Give me the rundown. Set the scene for me. What are you up to?
I mean, you kind of got my number there, Raf. It's no secret that I enjoy the oysters. I enjoy the rubber, and I'm kind of in a pretty clutch space to be doing all of those things. I'm in Wellfleet, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, feeling good. Just off vacation for the next couple days, though I will fly home on Friday because I am sitting with Moon Hooch that night at Rough Trade, and there are a few tickets available still, so if you want to get in on that weirdness, you should probably get in on that weirdness because those are my sex brethren. A little crazy cool, crazy fun, crazy dance party. And then following day, yeah, so I fly home from Cape Cod on Friday, play with Moon Hooch that night, then the following morning I will fly to Buffalo and then drive for a few hours to the west because I am playing at the Night Lights Music Festival in Marco. And that's kind of the hop, so it's the next couple days for you, Raf. That's what I got cooking, but until then, I'm actually doing this podcast in a bikini. I know podcasting is the best medium for which to show that off, so feeling great. Great.
No, I feel left out because I'm in jeans and a t-shirt and you're chilling in a bathing suit. I mean, I'm
okay,
sweating
Raph.
In New York City and you're beachside chilling
down,
out.
You know, it's all, I think we make a good team and I'll come back and then we'll hold it down over there and then you can wear the bikini of life somewhere, sometime,
totally.
Maybe. You know, that would be hilarious. I would love to be that guy while you're this guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would be great.
Well, I might need a bikini down at lock-in. It's going to be quite warm. We were recording this on the Tuesday before lock-in, and I've been getting reports from the ground that it is indeed very hot in Virginia in August, as it usually is.
That's going to be crazy. Are you stoked? Are you nervous? Are you scared? Am I getting replaced by Andy Frasco? Is this thing I'm allowed to add on the air? What's going on? What's happening?
Yes, Karina, you broke the news that indeed next week's episode will feature the one and only Andy Frasco, recorded live at lock-in. So I'm very excited about that. Andy's a very cool dude. I met him a few times, but most recently, me, you, and him were hanging out backstage at the Brooklyn Bowl after you won the Weeby spelling competition. So you're the link between us. You seemed like a perfect candidate to be in your stead while you are not going to be at lock-in. But Andy will, you know, he could never fill your shoes or your, you know, tiger stripe pants, Karina, but he will do his best.
I think he will fill them. He'll fill them quite well. I'm so nervous about being replaced. Andy, don't make my pride. Be proud, brother. You're going to kill it. It's going to be great. That's going to be awesome, right? I'm so stoked, and I'm sad to not be joining you guys at lock-in. But man, this is a good week for us. This is a good week. I think lock-in is everybody's, coming alive office party for Rolex headquarters. So you guys are going to have a wonderful time. Please send photographs. And I look forward to hearing all about it.
Yes, I will be in charge of the Relics Instagram, so follow that Relics Instagram story for all the updates from Lock-In. And we'll be flexing out there. Relics has a huge presence there. I will be writing for the Lock-In Times, the official newspaper, so pick up your copy while you're down there. And it's not too late to get tickets, fam. If you're listening to this on Wednesday and you live within the Mid-Atlantic to Northeast region, just hop in your car and do it. Lock-In's going to be the best party of the year. Trey with Derek Trucks. Susan Tedeschi with Bob Weir. We got John Popper with Twiddle. We got Corey Wong with Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. All those interlocking sets, you can't beat it. Karina, I'm going to be honest, I'm very sad you won't be there.
I'm wildly upset I won't be there as well, to be honest. You know, I've never played it, which is just, it's a bit of an oversight. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt. Come on, guys, focus on the festival. Who do I got to talk to? Oh man, one day it'll happen and right. we will do donuts in the golf cart of life.
Yes, I'll be sure to corner Mr. Peter Shapiro next time we cross paths and I will grill him why you won't play lock-in. I guarantee you'll headline next year. I got you.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. That would be great. That would be great. I've had some more words with him. He's, you know, he doesn't know why it doesn't happen sooner. It's just unbelievable. No, I'm just kidding. It's great. It is great. It'll happen.
Absolutely. It'll happen.
I'm ready to play, like, you know, like the on a soapbox, like, 3 miles away. You know what I mean? I'm totally down for any of you. I'm ready.
I feel you. Well, moving on, we have lots of news to talk about, lots of breaking news to talk about. Most recently, Karina, I'm just glad neither you nor I had plans to camp at Dick's Sporting Goods Park Labor Day weekend, because it looks like Fish has had to officially cancel all camping, all vending, no Shakedown Street at their traditional Labor Day run. Karina, have you heard about this? There's apparently the plague is in Colorado and people can't camp because they might catch the plague.
I mean, this sounds like an archaic problem, but look, it seems like things are really not looking so good out there in the great state of Colorado, Rob. It is really insane. I enjoy how Mr. John Ford, the mayor, calls it, quote-unquote, Shakedown Alley, first and foremost. That gave me a laugh. And, you know, the plague is nothing to fuck around with, Rob. It's not good, so... So this is a shame for everybody who, you know, was planning on camping, and I too am glad that doesn't include either of us. I think this is a, you know, good turn of events in terms of, like, you know, put the kibosh on it before everybody walks away with A, fleas, B, plague-infested fleas. This just sounds terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing, too. It was the prairie dogs had the fleas. The prairie dogs had the plague. Then the fleas on the prairie dogs got the plague. And then the fleas are in the dirt at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. So now the Department of Health is like, this is a no-go, you guys. You can't be having your grilled cheese with fleas with the plague.
Fleas and grilled cheese never go great together. At least I haven't heard of that. You know, acknowledging the inconvenience, CID have created a special portal with listings in nearby hotels, including some with discounted weekend rates for Fish fans. Which is cool, and definitely goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, at least there's some options for people. I, you know, my heart goes out to them. Kind of tying in with Dick's and just kind of Fish news of all sorts. A fall tour, at least, has been announced. So if people's Dick's plans are kind of squandered, at least they have a fall tour to look forward to. Karina, Fish fall tour, are you going? We're going to the...
I'm good to go. I'm good to go. It's a very rare pocket of time where
You know I'm going to that Nassau Coliseum show. I'm a Long Island girl, born and raised.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hometown show, basically. I'm from Massapequa. Uniondale is within 20 minutes. I'm very excited. Funny enough, Karina, last time I was at Nassau Coliseum, I was there for WWE Monday Night Raw. And now the next time I will go will be for Fish. And both will be equally exhilarating for myself.
I think they should have a hybrid event of both things. I mean, I know Fish doesn't have openers, but maybe just like a quick little, you know, a couple rounds of wrestling into Fish. I think that would be Raph's. Raph's head would fall off. I don't know
yes.
if you guys know that out there, but Raph is a big wrestling fan.
It's a recent development. It's a recent development. I love the WWE. I watch it with my mom now. And it's not something I grew up liking. It's something that within the last 6 months I've become head over heels in love with. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for the entertainment value of live music and live wrestling. Both are death-defying feats, and both are, you know, usually done by people who are a little messed up in the head, but very entertaining nonetheless. And I think John Fishman would be a hell of a wrestler. Knock on wood, if Fish ever ceases to be, my money's on John Fishman, WWE World Heavyweight Champion, 2059.
Brilliant. It'll happen. Nassau Coliseum, a great place to be. I've been there in a hot minute myself, and I look forward to that. I look forward to that. And I might speculate that they might add a second of those. Not to go crazy into the rumor mill, but... I think that's going to be an extremely hot ticket, and that's just my girl. I'm just calling it now. Why not?
Yeah.
We got all these Fish shows, at the very least, to
Totally. There's lots of fish on the horizon. It's Thanksgiving weekend kicking off November 29th and November 30th in Providence, Rhode Island. December 1st at Nassau Coliseum. As Karina just mentioned, heavy speculation points if there's going to be another New York date added. I haven't heard anything solid, but definitely some speculation going around because there's a nice little three-day gap in there. Then December 4th in Pittsburgh, followed by the 6th, 7th, and 8th of December for a three-night run in Charleston, South Carolina. It's good stuff, man. Fishfall Tour, I'm up for it. You know, circling back, sorry about everybody in Colorado, but I'm sure the set lists at Dick's are going to be very Prairie Dog and, you know, Disease. Oh, the Down With Disease that's going to happen at that show, Karina, at Dick's, opening DWD because of the plague.
That is going to be wildly steep. I couldn't agree more. It is definitely going to go down. I think, you know, wrestling with some plague-infested fleas is a small price to pay, says somebody who's not spending this year. But it's going to be great. It's going to be good all around.
Amen. Well said, Karina. Moving on to our second story. Dead & Company fall tour, micro tours in the Northeast seem to be in vogue right now in the jam scene. Dead & Company announcing 4 dates between October and November. They're kicking things off with Halloween at Madison Square Garden, followed by a November 1st show at Madison Square Garden and 2 dates at Hampton Coliseum. So Dead & Company, definitely a brief little, they're calling it a fun run. So get your running shoes on, Karina.
I like it a lot. You know, you get the garden and the mothership. Well, you didn't go fast enough for. This looks great.
Kind of simultaneously, another big story this weekend, kind of tying in with Dead & Company, is Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, very big kind of in like the indie set, kind of revealed that when he sat in with Dead & Company at Alpine in June 2018, he might have had a little bit of a dose.
Yeah, it was the breaking news in our world, and we're kind of excited about it. It's interesting. Definitely interesting. Sounds like he really, really enjoyed himself. And, we're all about merging the worlds of indie and jam. At least I am. I know you are too, Raph. It's great. And
yeah, totally.
You know, this is what we call another cross-cultural event, and I don't know. I see why not. I'm so thrilled. And, you know, I think all the nationals should come to Raph and at a Zedco show, maybe Arcade Fire, you know, branch out whoever's up. I think it's a good thing. I think it's great. I did read Raph, Justin Vernon has Tesla that he named John Tesla, and that has been in my head for quite some time, and I just wanted to let you know.
Wait, I don't get it. It's called John Tesla?
Like John Tesh, but Tesla.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
So
I thought it was like a John Mayer reference, and I was like, but Tesla doesn't sound like Mayer. I'm confused.
Wow. That would be interesting. That would definitely be.
I'm sorry. I need another cup of coffee.
No, you're killing it. I just wanted to, you know, put that one out there. Otherwise, this is a great story. What say you, Raph? What do you think?
I think it's great. I think it's cool that Justin Vernon kind of, this was in an interview with Pitchfork, he kind of casually mentioned that he had taken acid with the band, or taken acid backstage at a Dead & Company show, not specifically with any members. Obviously, the Grateful Dead as a whole, psychedelics have played a huge role. And even in the Dead & Company era, you know, bassist Oteil Burbridge has said that a couple of years ago, he dropped a tab and played on stage and had what some might call something of a spiritual experience. And I think it's cool too, where, you know, it's very cool in the indie world to be into the Dead these days. And a lot of people kind of shy away from that. I think it's great. The more people in the Dead scene, the better, as in my opinion. Young, old, indie fans, country fans, bluegrass fans, we can all agree that the Dead are sick and that Dead & Company are really consistent, especially with this fun run. They're clearly having a good time out there, and who am I to say that people can't have a good time on stage?
Exactly. Couldn't say that myself, my friend. I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then let's move on to our third story, Karina. Neil Young, new Crazy Horse album. Are you a Neil Young fan, Karina? I feel like we've talked about this before, but I'm uneducated on the full Neil Young songbook. I need people to teach me.
Oh, it's an historic songbook, first of all. And second of all, absolutely, I'm a huge Neil Young fan. And I feel like, you know, however casual her fans are, it's hard to not fall in love with the songs and whatnot. And this is very, very exciting news, I gotta say. It features 10 new tracks in total, and it stands out as one of the most diverse albums, quote-unquote, he's ever made.
Yeah, and then Neil Young's been particularly prolific in recent years. I mean, he's said that despite this being a new Crazy Horse album called Colorado, he will not tour on the record because he's working on 15 different films, documentaries of all stripes covering, you know, making the Harvest album to live stuff, a live concert stuff to an actual documentary about this new album. I just can't imagine working on 15 different movies. And like, does the guy ever sleep? I can't imagine. I'm busy when I have, you know, two articles to write and I got to fit in a podcast recording. I can't imagine 15 movies.
Yeah, this definitely, you know, it's a lot on his plate, but, you know, he's a creator of the highest form. It's really amazing to see. It doesn't seem like he's slowing down for a second, and I think we can all look forward to hearing this one, right? This is great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a CSNY fan myself, but I can vibes with some Neil, some Crazy Horse, all that good stuff.
Definitely. Oh, my God. We'll see. We'll see what 2019 Crazy Horse sounds like, you know? That's a great question.
Are you going on Crazy Horse? Oh, I guess he's not touring. I was going to ask you if you would follow Crazy Horse on tour, but...
I should. If I didn't have my own tours to do, I would love to follow Crazy Horse on tour. I think it would be fantastic.
Yeah, after we're done here, I'm going to throw on the Harvest LP and, you know, cry to Harvest Moon.
Definitely. That's a good plan. It's a good pre-lock-in melancholy.
Right? I'll scare everybody in the car. I'll just, like, blast sad Neil Young songs and, like, cry. And they'll be like, Raph, can we pull over?
It's like, are you cool, dude? Are you good? Can we,
I'd be like, do you know he has a new album coming out?
Oh, my God. Well, this has been great. What do we got next? Is it time for our weekly shout-out?
It is time for our weekly shout-out, giving our friends in the music scene a chance to get a little promo on what they're doing. So let's see who we have this week.
Hey everyone, this is Al from the Sugar Bush, listening to The Relics 3 from the 7. Check out the Sugar Bush, spelled B-U-S-C-H, on Spotify with a new album coming soon.
All right, thanks to our boy Albert from the Sugar Bush. Karina, you know Albert?
I do, he's a dear friend, and he sounds terrific. You hear his voice right there, Ralph? That's fantastic.
Yes, Albert shared some Sugar Bush, a new track from their new record. It's very good, I enjoy it, he's a friend of mine. And yeah, I love giving some up-and-coming bands a little bit of love, so it's some good stuff. And then, like I said, next week we will be at Lockin', which is very exciting, with Mr. Andy Frasco. Karina, once again, low-key crying inside because you won't be there, but it's okay. Is there anything you want to get some plugs in here, Karina, via telephone?
Plugs via telephone? Wow. I mean, yes, definitely. The Moon Hooch this Friday. Saturday, I will be performing at the Adirondack Music Fest with Mr. Marco Benevento. And then I can't think that far ahead in the future. I'm just looking forward to listening to you and Fasco crushing it. And I couldn't imagine a better person to fill my small shoes. It's going to be great. I'll miss you, though, Rob. I'll miss you. I don't even know what my week's going to look like if I don't have this to start off, you know?
Aww.
I might cry. I might cry a little bit. Listen to a little Crazy Horse alone.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Think of me. Listen to Neil Young and think of me. And we will be thinking of you, Karina. I also want to mention that Relics is doing some awesome meet and greets at Lockin. So if you're going to be down on the farm, stop by the Relics booth. We got meet and greets with Dwayne Betts. We got meet and greets with Marcus King. Our boy Andy Frasco, right after he does an interview with me, he's going to run over to the Relics booth and meet you fine people. What a freaking hero. We are doing a meet and greet with Soul Live, Mr. Eric Krasno and the Evans Brothers. Exciting stuff. So there's a lot of cool stuff going down at the Relics booth. Come and say hi. We're over at the market right next to the official merch booth. And yeah, be sure to sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily. Subscribe to Relics Magazine at relics.com/subscribe. Check out my girl Karina Reichman, constantly on tour with Mr. Marco Benevento and her own namesake project. And shoot us an email, raffandkarina@gmail.com. Karina, did I cover all the bases there?
Well, booth at Lockin sounds like the place to be. You know I'd be kicking with y'all if I was going to be on the farm. So everybody go and say hi to Ralph, you know, in my honor.
Woo!
Chug a beer, hang out, shoot the shit. She's good. She's good people.
Yes, the Karina Reichman endorsement, and I cannot think of a better way to end it. Karina, thank you so much for phoning in from Cape Cod during your vacation, and have fun this week, and I will see you on the other side of Lockin. Everybody have a great week. Say bye, Karina. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks, Raph. Thanks for taking my call. I'll miss you. Goodbye.
Bye.